This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. A lot of sports going on. Expressway's coming up in about 20 minutes. Woolchuck will deliver the NFL news of the day. The next thing you know, we're going to be on to LA Live coming up 5:40. Time flies when you're having fun. That's what we're doing in the nation. Around the bases at 6, and it's brought to you by Uber Eats. We'll recap what has been a disappointing Ranger series against the A's and look forward to resuming the Silver Boot tomorrow night in Houston. Here's the Chief with your sports hodgepodge, buddy.
Okay, I promise we will get to Jordan Spieth's fingers as quickly as possible, and that is certainly the news of the hour, but we will do some Masters things here. I did want to shout out, how about it, Walchuck? We're going to be going on the clock like 2 weeks and 2 hours from now.
I can't wait. We had a fun mock draft scenario on the draft show today. You can go back and listen to it, of course, after our show. Went ahead and I think drafted the Cowboys a pretty good haul. We did some trading back in this one in the first round, picked up an extra third. But it is draft season. You can feel it.
Nice
job.
We are
2 weeks away. I'm ready to party.
Get that extra third. It is really special.
Quick shout out. You know, I'm in Brian's seat, so I got to try and interrupt you as much as possible here. Just interject, maybe hijack a little bit.
Yes.
Talk about what's on TV, Krusty.
Oh my gosh, did you see this? Yeah. Look at Michael Penix. Look at Michael Penix. We're seeing highlights here, surveying the field. He's doing what they used to do with Gruden on the TV. Gosh, that footwork, the motion, the eye talent here from Michael Penix going through the progressions. It's beautiful. But shout out to everybody who signed up for Draft 101. This thing booked up, filled
really?
Out.
No
spots left. Just took a few hours. So thank you so much to everybody.
Wow.
And if you weren't able to get in this year, I'm sure we will make this a regular thing. And if there's enough appetite for it, maybe we do multiple of these next year.
Wow, dude. They heard it was hosted by Woolchuck this year, and they were like, boom, punching the ticket.
I think it was more so because Bobby's going to be there.
Bobby is going to be there.
Bobby brings everybody to the yard.
Taking pictures with his tongue out. Yes, he is. But 2 weeks from right now, we party at Pluckers with you, the Tolos. It is going to be an epic party. Our path to the draft, always brought to you by Pluckers and Zero Res. But it is a Masters Thursday, folks.
Gosh, what a throw by Penix there. Right over the shoulder, drops it in there gorgeously.
Broadus really does, man. He's chasing squirrels out here sometimes. He's
you guys
all
see
of a sudden,
this Neil Shipley guy? Look at this mullet this dude's rocking and a fat face.
Hey,
golf's a good place to have a few extra pounds on you.
It is. Yeah. Those guys can do it. That's a good fat man sport.
So I have, speaking of fat man sport, right here, I have in front of me a little top five at five. And this is a best Masters food, and I have top five outside looking in as well, one outside looking in, and this is 2,000 men who have been to the Masters and tried them.
Okay.
So this is based on what they say. This is their ranking, top five, with the outside looking in at number six being the egg salad sandwich. I assume that sits refrigerated. Ooh. Like, that's not just sitting out. That's not a room temperature
situation.
You got to
get that cold. Absolutely. I think that's got to be refrigerated. But, hey, I'm down for an egg salad sandwich. And it's just egg. They're not putting, like, some arugula or something on there, right?
I don't have the details. I just have the hard-hitting facts of where these things rank according to people who have actually been there.
This is an egg salad sandwich?
This is an egg salad sandwich.
Okay. Nickname for my dog, by the way, Turd Salad Sandwich when he messes up. That's what I call him.
Like
That's neither here nor there. But on a secondary note, I'm going to leave names out to protect the innocent, but I had perhaps the worst fast food breakfast egg sandwich this morning on a brioche bun. I thought, dude, this is going to dominate. And I really struggled to eat it all.
All right, guess the sandwich, guess the place at 877-881-1053 that Dawson is alleging to have the single worst egg breakfast sando, even on a brioche bun.
I know it. Yes. I know where it's got to be.
The hint is the brioche bun.
Okay,
got
we'll see.
Got my hopes up.
We'll see.
Well, so the only reason why I think I know where it is because did you get another item potentially? Did you go not for the egg sandwich, but for a potential new deliciousness cinnamon-related item?
No. I know what you're leaning Wendy's.
Yes.
This was not
okay,
Wendy's.
Okay, before we start saying names, let me check this log real quick. All right, fam? Keep us employed.
No, I was just going to just see what the Tolos were thinking there. We're getting some suggestions already. But yes, that is what we have. Now, I don't know, you know, the details on the ingredients and whatnot. I apologize, but I just know egg salad sandwich comes in at number 6. Okay. Chicken salad sandos at number 5. That's going to crack your top 5 at 5 today. You're going to have, how about this one? I thought this would be a little bit
chicken
higher.
Chicken salad sandwich is real good with regular Lay's. Regular plain Lay's.
On the sandwich?
You can put them on the sandwich too. Yeah, that's great. Okay. It's fantastic. Get that little crunch.
Love that crunch in there. Chicken biscuit comes in at number 4.
Now we're talking.
You can't go wrong with the chicken biscuit.
I thought
unless
it would
the biscuit's
be
dry.
A touch higher. But I guess, you know how the pimento thing goes.
As soon as you say the egg salad or chicken salad, I'm just thinking a lot of mayonnaise is binding that together.
No question.
So
totally
good.
No question.
Oh my
you say chicken biscuit, though, and I'm back in.
Good cold mayonnaise? Mm.
Got to be cold. Hopefully there's a little mustard situation involved as well. But yeah, the chicken biscuit, always going to be friendly. And I think I would take that over what comes in at number 3, which... Listen, depending on where you're at, you know, time and place, but barbecue pork sando comes in at number 3.
It's going to be hard to say. You know, you can mail in a barbecue pork sando with undone pork, and it's too chewy. But if you nail it, you know, and it's been smoked properly, and it is tender.
If the Masters was in Texas, dude,
Well, so
that's at the top of the list.
I wonder, though.
We're at Augusta. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, like Georgia. Does Georgia do their pork well?
I think overall they'd be all right.
I think they might be good with the pork. Well, we man the brisket. That's our thing.
We know what Georgia does best, and we'll get to number 1 in a second. But number 2 is the pimento cheese sandwich, which I still need whenever it arrives back at Chick-fil-A here, hopefully in the very, you know, the coming weeks or whatever.
As soon as we have it dropped, I'll bring you one.
My brothers were raving about it. I think they were talking about how they were setting records with how much they were eating Chick-fil-A during those 6 weeks or whatever that thing was on the menu. Number 1. And I believe the item that pushed Lucius over the top last year during our Masters draft concession draft.
Oh, yeah, I know what this is.
It's the peach ice cream sandwich.
It sounds so damn good.
What do they use for the bread or the cookie in a peach ice cream sandwich?
I don't know. Yeah, because it's probably not the usual chocolate bread that you think of because I don't know how that pairs with a peach ice cream. So that's a really dang good question. What does that thing look like? I don't know that I've ever laid eyes on it.
But peach ice cream like sugar cookies,
sounds amazing.
Bro.
Oh,
okay,
my
a sugar cookie
geez.
Is a tremendous compliment.
Jeez.
It really
dude.
Is.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh my lord.
No, this is a
oh,
great
those
visual.
Are cookies, bro. Those are straight up sugar cookies.
Yeah, those are sugar cookies.
That is a sugar cookie peach ice cream sandwich, is what you're looking at right there.
It
my
doesn't
dear
look
God.
Like they are skipping on the ice cream either. That's
no.
a thick amount of ice cream.
I've
okay.
Never wanted to go to the Masters this bad.
Georgia absolutely has the best pork barbecue. Georgia barbecue is pig from the 214 and the 817. And
okay.
I was wondering, I kind of thought that Georgia might be the pork spot. So that could be a hell of a sando.
I think soul food when I hear Georgia. Soul food. Southern meals. You
yes.
know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, throw that. I mean, which one of those
I gotta say it the way that you know it.
Which one of those would go, which Southern item at the Masters do you think would go the best? I mean, you just rocking some fried chicken there? You get a little collard greens on the side
when
situation?
They said pork, get some pork chops on that joint.
Pork chops.
Mashed potatoes.
What's the secret
greens.
With the pork chops?
What's the secret to pork chops?
Bone in, if you ask me.
Dude, bone in's next
I think
level.
Brian said something like an apple, sauce or apple reduction.
Broadus took that question very seriously when we clubbed him over the
head. I think I did too the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody said, I was like, oh, dude, let me tell you.
It either catches you completely off guard, they're like, what the hell are you asking me? Or some people will go real chef on you.
We need to pull some of those responses, man, because some of the we need to relive some of those. Those were great. Yeah. Okay. So Georgia having the pork, that is really, really good to know. And the 214 says the cookie better be soft. I'm sure whatever it is, it's absolutely delightful. Now, Carter Freeman, if you don't mind, Twitch, YouTube, and the fan cam, Jordan Spieth's fingers have really taken on a life of their own at Augusta, particularly what I believe to be his right ring finger. And the calluses on which this finger has, and all of them sort of have it, but especially that right ring finger, calluses you've never seen before. Where do you assume, if I say, oh yeah, you know, my hands are all, you know, whatever, my fingers calloused up. Underneath, palm side, right?
Yeah.
Palm side callus.
Yeah, absolutely. Not right outside calluses. Yeah, what's happening on the outside?
What are we doing here? Well, apparently, and I don't know that they're mangled fingers, but they have been described as such, you know. In the past, and back on the Dan Patrick Show in 2019, he explained that the calluses sort of stem from the unusual way that he grips his club. So I don't know that he's doing the traditional four finger down the shaft. He might be, you know, he's switching this thing up a little bit. So
what's the untraditional?
Jeez, bro, come on.
I don't mean to get too in the weeds on the golf terminology. I don't want to talk over your heads.
I know. Thank you, appreciate that.
Very descriptive.
They developed early on and only continued to grow over time. So apparently he's had these for a while. I don't know why we're sort of... I mean, I guess Dan Patrick was discussing these fingers 5 years ago. I mean, we're just getting around to it.
He's closed his fingers in a door several times.
Look where those calluses are. They're on the front side of his fingers. Lucius, do you see those fingers?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I was giving you guys your live spots.
No, I appreciate you, Lucius.
No, let me Google his fingers on up here.
I didn't think there was... Oh, no, honestly, I didn't think there was anything more important than Jordan Spieth's fingers, but that actually is more important.
I think he should probably get this fixed one way or another. You know, it's probably what's been holding him back from realizing his destiny. He also appears he's got, like, really thick knuckles.
Yes, he does have abnormally thick knuckles. And I don't know, again, if that's a golf grip overtime knuckle inflammation situation that I would never really know about. And you guys obviously wouldn't. I'm not understanding.
He's got hands of an 80-year-old man.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you'd put enough pressure on your fingers on top of fingers, or is he rolling it around and getting the golf grip on the other side of his finger? That's strange. I gotta do a
little
research.
Just a lot of putting work. I mean, we know that that's caused him some issues in the past.
Just tearing it up on the greens. How
putting those balls between his fingers.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. How would you guess? I'm just gonna tell you because who knows what you guys would guess.
24.
1,500 private jets will visit Augusta this week for the Masters.
$1 million.
1,500.
That's
is that less
way
than you
more
thought?
Than I
or
would
more?
Have guessed.
Okay, that's more. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of rich people. You figure there's got to be like 6 or 8 per jet. They're not giving out a lot of tickets to these things.
How many of those, though, just stay
parked? Yeah, Broadus couldn't get it.
To where the social media people can go in there and just like do videos with them, you know, and pretend they're at the Masters.
Is that what's happening?
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe. That's a thing. Yeah. They do this.
You got the social media folks that are like, painting
content
the picture.
Creators will like, but hey, we're getting on the PJ to go and do that, but they don't actually go.
Oh, but they don't. Oh, okay. Well, specifically with the PJ.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Not necessarily at the Masters.
It's a good business, you know.
Yeah.
Take a room of your house, deck it out like the fuselage of a private jet.
Just like put out there that you're living this luscious lifestyle that you really can't afford.
A lot of content creators here in DFW probably hit you up, take you up on that offer.
I guarantee you, dude. I imagine there's plenty of... I imagine in the crypto world, there's a handful of these PJ situations. I mean, based on what I've seen, I mean, Lucius, you played a guy from Miami the other day that was jarring. You looked like Xerxes.
He did look like Xerxes.
But he wasn't born looking like Xerxes. He made that happen.
Oh, man.
Shout out to DeChambeau. He's still on it, 7-under and in the lead.
PD.
Scottie Scheffler as well, right under him at 6-under. Now, I wanted to play you guys this sound. This is sound of the eclipse. I know I promised no more eclipse sounds, but I saw this yesterday. My algorithm
gives us a reason to say path of totality again.
Yes, thank you. Well, listen to how excited. I just want you guys to, like, how bad do you want this girl and Jared Sandler to be locked in a room together?
So it's like dawn right now. What a strange feeling this is. And the crowd is reacting. This is such a magical moment. You feel it in every sense, in every cell of your body, because it's like somebody turned the lights out.
Oh my gosh! Can you see it? Oh my God. Isn't that amazing?
I cannot believe we're seeing this right now. It has been cloud cover all day. How lucky are we?
It is a miracle.
It's incredible. No way. It's like this. I cannot tell you. The timing of this is absolutely amazing. Look at this. Do you see the corona? No! Sparkling lights. It's so cool.
It's so cool. Oh my gosh. We're tingling. How amazing is this?
Yeah. Yeah. She was taking that to just complete different levels. She is maybe the one seed for most excited. And I just imagining her and Jared in a room, like as soon as I heard that sound, I was just like, this would be just a great torturous situation for Jared.
Jared would either troll her or just turn around and leave.
I feel like we need to get Jared back on for some extra innings, some more extra innings, extra innings of Rangers coverage, just so we can play that cut for him and get his reaction.
We'll have to hit him with that next time.
We got the expressway coming up. What else has been happening while we were listening to the Rangers get one hit? NFL News of the Day is coming up at 5:30, and we're back with you here in the Nation.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. Scheffler is in at 6-under-66, round one of the Masters. DeChambeau leads 7-under-65. Will Zalatoris was on the leaderboard. He was 4-under, he was 3-under, and now I don't see him anymore, and they're listing guys at 2-under. So he must have, like, taken a double bogey or maybe finished bogey-bogey on 17 and 18. Things did not finish up well for Will Zalatoris out of Plano.
Okay, let me see. Okay, he's tied for 7th, still 2-under, but there's a bunch of dudes that are.
Gotcha. All
so
right.
So he's just in the thick of it.
So, yeah, he's in the mix. You know, 5 off the pace. DeChambeau maybe looking for his next major. Rangers fall to the A's. We'll talk about that and the other big stories of the day in the Expressway. The Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts, and the segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Woolchuck's got your NFL news today coming up here in about 5 minutes. Yeah, a couple things. No big deal. Like, even the worst teams usually win about 60 games. You know, over 1 out of 3, the worst teams in baseball win. So you kind of got to, you know, take that into consideration. I think the any given game factor really played to our benefit last October and November. And, you know, so far, at least in this Oakland series, it did not. The Houston series ended poorly, and they lost 3 of 4. I mean, hell, they've dropped 4 of 5. But things like this happen. And, you know, Young's hurt, pitchers are hurt. As long as we're over 500 for the first 3 months of the season, or within a handful of games of 500, when you start to get healthy, you know, late June or whatever it's going to be, you know, I'm having to challenge myself, you know, and baseball just, it requires a different skill set as a fan. You know, only the East Coasters can live and die and scream at the radio every night or celebrate like they've won the World Series every night. And I feel like this organization has done a great job of giving you confidence in moments like this, that as bad as it can look for any game, series, week, 2 week period, month, hell, you know, this team has what it takes. So I'm not losing the faith.
Yeah, I mean, that offensively, you think that that's probably going to drive this club, and today your bats just didn't have it, and you went up against some really good pitchers, and those guys, they certainly had their A game. So when it's a disappointing game to lose because you're pitching also. You know, you have one hit allowed on 14 Ks. Like, your guys delivered a great pitching gem as well. John Gray, 9 Ks. Your bullpen with guys like Lats and Urania, both were fantastic today. So you would like to think Seager, Simeon, Heim, Langford, whoever it is, could come up with at least a timely hit. Adolis Garcia, the only one to avoid a no-hitter. But it just wasn't your day when it comes to in the box, and they just need to make sure that they put this behind them. You got to go get yourself a series win in Houston.
You know, bang, bang, our hero Wyatt struggling. I think he was 0 for 4 today. There's another guy. You know, you mentioned all those names, but nobody's thinking Langford right now in a historic spring training. But this is reality, you know, and I didn't think it would happen right out of the gates. At least it's not under 200. I mean, he's still batting 240. He's not drawing any walks or anything like that. Not hitting for power, but this is part of the adjustment to the bigs.
Yeah, and for Corey Seager, I mean, he gets struck out 4 times today. How often is that going to happen?
Not. Well, I really thought he'd come up with one of the hits in the ninth.
Me too. I saw this from our guy Sean McFarlane. So Seager strikes out 4 times today. The last time he did that was in April of 2017.
Wow.
Against the D-backs.
Jeez.
So you know, every once in a while, like every 7 years, he'll have a day like this in April, and then he'll go and become a multi-time champ after that.
Well, hopefully, you know, they get a little afternoon and evening to think about what they've done, and they go and motivated into Houston and whoop that ass. Morning news has a Mavs-Clippers preview. We are now headed for that. L.A. took the games 2 and 3 of the regular season, November 25th and December 20th, didn't matter. The game was held on the road or home, as the Mavs could not contain Paul George in the second meeting. We've seen this team build some really nice team defense, but this one I think is going to be very challenging for them, in that they have so many guys that can absolutely destroy you one-on-one, and guys you'll forget about because they just have so many of them. But Paul George has played at an MVP level. Kawhi Leonard produced a 30-point outing in one of those games. The Clippers defeated the Mavs in 7 games during the 2021 playoffs and in 6 games in the 2020 playoffs. But I don't feel like those series really have any bearing, or the regular season games have much bearing, because of how much different the Mavs are now. It's great that going into the playoffs, you don't have to think about the Mavs as star players that are supported by bums. You know, that era is over. And salute to Nico Harrison for just acing the test with this rebuild on the fly. Speaking of Nico, by the way, Q&A in the morning news that was posted this afternoon, you might want to read it, gives a lot of credit to Jason Kidd. It's a no-brainer. I think the man's earned an extension. I think last year he might have offended a lot of fans because he was so flippant in the post game, but he knew, he was looking at his roster and would say, we're not built for defense.
Nobody died.
Yeah, nobody died. That was his way of coping with knowing he was hamstrung with this crappy roster. And now that, you know, it's a roster ready to compete, I think he and his coaching staff are really showing that they're the dudes to be trusted to go ahead and finish this job off here over the next couple years or couple months. Time now for Zach Wolchuk with your NFL news of the day.
Thank you very much. We do have one of the greatest ever do it is hinting at maybe unretiring. I didn't think we'd get to this, but we will get to that in a moment. How about Nick Chubb? We've talked a little bit about some of the running backs and the contract issues over the course of the last couple of years. Well, Nick Chubb, who's coming off of a massive injury, he has reworked his contract, reduced his salary hit from $15.85 million to $6.2 million. He can earn up to $12.2 million next season based on performance levels. So he is definitely cutting the Browns a little bit of a break there with his salary. And then we've also got some of the leaks when it comes to Caleb Williams. His jersey number with the Bears might have been leaked. And I don't know if you guys want to take a guess on what he's going to wear.
He was number one?
Number 13 at USC.
13 at USC. Also 13 in Oklahoma. You think he's going to keep 13? Number one, I think, would look good for Caleb Williams with the Bears.
Justin Fields was just wearing it, though, and we know how successful he was. I don't know. They're probably retiring that number there, don't you think?
They might be. I mean, I know that the ghost of Justin Fields will haunt him.
I mean, if it was up to DJ Moore, they absolutely would.
But it looks like the NFL shop kind of already put out Caleb Williams' number 13 Bears jerseys. And it was an accident, because now when you go and you hit add to cart, it says we are unable to customize this item with the text you have entered. Please try a different entry. But tipping us off that, yes, indeed, the Bears will be taking Caleb Williams. The NFL is preparing for it. They've already got the 13 Williams jerseys for the Bears ready to rock. And when it comes to first round draft night at about, what, 7:10? We'll be able to go purchase those if you'd like those.
Knowing nothing about how that stuff works, I imagine it's pretty easy not to screw that up and somebody maybe just being like, watch this, boom, and you just hit the button. It's like it's all there, and then it's like, but nobody can see it, but if you're one button away from allowing the world to see it, and the guy's like, watch.
Like it's
we just have computers around the building like set up on the launch page. Nobody hit this on accident throughout the day.
Dang it, somebody hit. I told you not to hit the button. Well, if you tell me not to hit the button, I'm going to hit the button. You know, it's like, don't hit the red button. Well, now I really want to hit
bunch
the red
of crap.
Button.
Yeah, it's called a rollout. That's called off-season hype.
Yeah, well,
stimulating the news cycle.
They're hyping it. Now, we've had a couple of guys are taking shots at Caleb Williams, one of them being South Lake Carroll's own Greg McElroy, who said that Caleb Williams has never experienced adversity. I do wonder, is there a sense of entitlement? Is there a chip on the shoulder that's going to keep him going 10 to 12 years down the road the way it does Mahomes? Caleb Williams heard this. He's clapping back. Clap back, Caleb. He says, let's go back to school again because I'm bored right now. Adversity? A state or instance of serious or continued difficulty or misfortune. That's the definition, Greg, in case you didn't know, from Caleb. He said, year one, I didn't start my freshman year. Had to earn my spot there at Oklahoma. Year two, popped my hammy in the championship game in the first quarter. We lost due to that hamstring injury. Year three, we went 7-5 my last year of college football. He's saying I have faced adversity, and I do have that chip on my shoulder, so you haters, be gone.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just making stuff up about personality traits based on watching TV. It's just, it's a really, really weird game to be in. You know, I don't know. You could, I guess you could, you know, scout how he played under pressure and how accurate he was and look at how good of an athlete he was. But if you want to look on TV and say, I just don't know about this guy because he went to his mom and after losing a game,
dude,
that's weird. You know, if that's what a scout brought to me in a front office, I'd be like, what the bleep have you been doing, bro? You're fired.
There are so many of these people that are out on Caleb Williams because he cried to his mom.
He lost equity in the Bears, man.
You know?
Remember, he tried it.
He did.
And if he would have been up, he probably would have had it.
Like the 860, this dude was crying to his mommy after he lost the game. He ain't going to make it. This is going to be a great case study for the crying athlete. Does it matter? Is it a red flag? I think Caleb Williams is about to give you the bird.
It's a very particular kind of crying athlete. This isn't crying athlete as we know it. This is a new iteration of it where after the game, you climb up into your mom's arms at 21 years old. This is a different situation. So it will be a fun case study.
It will be.
It's a one-of-one situation.
It is a one-of-one.
He's a very unique personality.
He is.
For the biggest, most important position in all of sports that requires leadership at the highest level, face of the franchise, it's fair to poke holes in this, something we've never seen before.
It is.
Wonder about it.
Because
it's not going to matter.
No.
It's not like he's sliding. He's going number one.
He's going number one.
And when Greg McElroy says something, Caleb Williams, you're above that, dude. You don't have to. Why are you worried about what Greg McElroy is saying? You go lay it out. And for Greg McElroy, it's like, how can you tell anyone they've never been through adversity? What are you talking about? You can't live 5 seconds on the planet without adversity.
No, 100%.
There's obviously levels to it. But, I mean, if you're playing football at any level, you have faced adversity. It's impossible to not.
It's a bad take. 505. I'm not drafting a guy that paints his nails, wears dresses,
on,
and
man.
Cries on his mother's shoulder. Has he worn a dress?
Did he wear a dress?
I haven't seen the dress.
Only Ricky Williams can do that.
He put a little sauce on there to make his point, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Add that.
Talks with
that.
A lisp.
You sandwich it between two facts, and you just hope that thing just makes it through.
And maybe, look, 469, he's soft. Maybe he does end up being soft. Who knows? We're going to find out. That's the beauty of the NFL, but the talent is there with Caleb Williams, and I don't care about any of the painting the nails.
You can be soft and play quarterback.
I'd have taken that chance.
You can be soft and play quarterback. You can be silent.
You can be Theon Greyjoy, Matt Ryan, no leadership traits at all, a weird giant goof. You can be Kirk Cousins, who slouched when he sat in chairs for the first 8 years of his career. And now that he's like 35 years old, he's finally acting like a man. He's already bagged $200 million. You can be silent and antisocial like Kyler Murray. Just throw the hell out of the football.
Throw the hell out of the ball. Run for some touchdowns, man. We'll see. Okay, here is another GOAT quarterback, Tom Brady, who was talking on an Instagram live feed. This has now gone viral. Tommy Brady, is he pulling a number four? And you guys know who that is. I'm not going to say his name. Starts with a B. Last name starts with an F. Here's Brady.
Dak Prescott.
No.
Sorry.
Take it away, Tom.
Hey. One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're gonna let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always gonna be in good shape, I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Oh, they would let him. And I think it's perfect, you know. How old is he now? 46, 47? Because you can wait for the perfect situation to materialize while a team sucks and acquires good draft picks, you know. You're not going to be looking to take up a bunch of the cap space. You might find another perfect situation that you can drop into and, you know, and you're a super healthy guy, you know. So your body's not going to be breaking down. You're not building up a bunch of toxins that are going to make you age quickly. I can't rule it out. Number eight for Tommy. Maybe in San Francisco, Brock Purdy will get greedy, go for the bag. They'll say, get the hell out of here. Bring Tom in for $2 million.
Oh, my gosh. Now, he did specify, of course, Raiders and Patriots, you know, saving face. But I'm with you. I think the best scenario would be San Francisco. To me, it's just like, Tom, what are we doing, man? Like, you're about to go take over Greg Olson's seat at number one in Fox. Like, if I'm a Fox person, I'm thinking, you're flirting with going, I can't trust you. I'm just going to leave Greg here. He's going to be our number one. If you actually want to be a broadcaster and work at Fox, you can take the number two chair. That way, whenever you're ready and you're officially done playing, and that's cool. We'd all love to see you. I think it'd be a great story. As an NFL fan, I'm not saying, hey, go. Don't go back to the football field. But for Fox purposes, that's a little bit annoying.
Maybe part of his scenario is playing this year out as a broadcaster.
Could be.
You know,
and then he goes back.
Yeah, I would love to see.
I mean, look, Dak's on the last year of his deal, right? I mean, maybe he does turn with the Cowboys.
Maybe he's on the Jason Witten trajectory, and we never even realized it. Like, he stayed in the league for forever. No, and then he goes into the booth, and then he realizes he's not good at it, and then he goes back, and he plays for the Raiders.
Exactly.
This is the Jason Witten story
arc. As a part owner, yes, it is.
And then he goes, completely bald, and he coaches a high school team to victory some years later.
I am so ready for that. And at this point, it won't be a Brett Favre, it's just a 616. It'll be pulling a Brady. Maybe you're right.
There's nothing better than an old man comeback story trying to get it done at the highest level.
Old man strength is the real deal.
I mean, especially the way it ended for him in that embarrassing of a fashion. I think I'd want to rewrite that final chapter, you know?
He was like tripping the Cowboy players in a game where he was getting boat raced.
I mean, when I realized that the wife was going to leave me, I got to retire just to go date for a good year or so as Tom Brady in my mid-40s just to see what that's like. But, you know, we've been on all the rides now, seen the circus. Might be time to get back to winning Super Bowls. Play till I'm 55 or so. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander, LA Live.
I mean, especially if you were paying for the hill, basically, right? It was a trainer.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. He was on payroll, bro.
That is crazy.
It does something different to you.
I need to free up my schedule.
yes, I did go about 12 weeks back, and Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
He's rocking a dress, bro.
Really? Oh.
He's rocking a dress. It looks like a dress made in home ec or something, like a 10th grader made it. I guess that's high fashion.
Did he post it on Instagram or something?
It's out there, bro.
Not a good look.
Nah, it's giving straight Zaddy vibes. Hey! Zaddy.
Zaddy Caleb.
Zaddy. Crying. I was thinking about it. Crying after a football game, like running to your mother's bosoms and crying.
Yeah.
That's a bad look on every level, even Pee Wee.
It is not
that's a
good
bad look.
I mean, come on. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and you guys were talking about the number one on the jersey.
Yeah.
You got to be him to rock the number one, right? We're all in agreement.
Said.
Yes. Okay, you got to be him.
Yes.
All right. All right, let's get into this.
We're in 23 in youth sports. You better be good to go.
Exactly.
100%, bro. All right, let's get into an LA Live. Thirsty Thursday, ladies' night right after this.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Damn, Caleb.
It'll make you dance some of everything.
People get triggered with that.
The juice has expired.
I mean, I know Cam agreed with me last week that there's no more talented team in the NFL than the 49ers.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I would just say when you look at the Cardinals, football is simple. You're not going to win if all you get is one touchdown and the other quarterback get four. It's just math, science.
You have a firm grasp on the obvious, buddy.
Sure. Yeah, it's Mace.
This is LA Live for April 11th, 2024. LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. It's a Thirsty Thursday, ladies' night.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night. Yeah, that's right. OJ is no longer with us. Where do you think he is? Is he up there with God?
I think he's probably with the devil.
Probably a morgue.
Jeez.
If you believe in that.
Maybe purgatory. He tried to do some other things, purgatory. Right? Maybe. He's
maybe. Got,
I don't know.
I think there's definitely some families that are
according to OJ, he wasn't alone. Remember that book, If I Did It?
If I Did It.
Charlie was with him. And he even put the murder on Charlie. Well, Charlie had the knife.
Just was that the guy living that. in his pool house?
That's Cato.
That's right.
Yeah. Dude, Cato had made himself a nice post living for that. Like, I think he was on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah,
like,
he was.
That dude has kept on going because of this.
Gotta ride that wave.
That's what he went out to LA for, to become famous. He didn't say how he wanted to be famous, but he got it.
Yeah.
He got it. Yeah, he lived at the pool house. I think he lived with Nicole first, and then when OJ and them were kind of going through it. OJ was like, come over here with me and move in my pool house. I'm trying to work it out with my lady right now.
I want to keep an eye on you.
Yeah, I want to keep an eye on you.
Otherwise, I might have to kill you.
Yeah, he got to live there for free. Yeah, OJ took care of stuff for him.
Probably got a lot of blow out of the deal.
Man, that was his job, in a sense, to go pick up things.
Okay.
Yeah, that was his job to go pick up things for OJ. Man, what a...
Yeah, crazy. You know, I was watching finals. Was that 93? 90.
That was, yeah, New York Knicks.
Okay.
That was the Knicks game.
Yeah, and they break in. It's like, what the hell is going on that's so important? We're going away from the NBA final. It was like, holy crap. And that was the first realization that, oh, wow, OJ probably did it, you know? Because up to this point, OJ's ex-wife was murdered. But we hadn't heard really from OJ. But when he's, like, driving around thinking about committing suicide... You know, you're not thinking, oh, he's so distraught he's going to commit suicide because he lost his ex-wife.
Mm.
That's when their speculation really took off. Holy crap, it looks like OJ looks guilty as a mofo.
He looks
right
guilty
here.
As hell.
If the glove don't fit.
That was like something about some arthritis medicine.
Yeah.
The lawyers told him, stop taking your arthritis medicine.
Thinking
your hand
will
swell
bit.
Up.
Oh, yes. My God.
He should get buried with those gloves, man.
Gosh.
Gave him those Jordan speed
oh my
hands.
Gosh.
It's a dang good lawyer, man.
Let's see. Yeah, this.
That cinched it, too. I watched that whole trial.
This trial of the century.
Every day. Yeah.
That's our Lindbergh baby right there, that OJ situation. Well, it was all around the world. Everybody knew all about it.
And so I was like a kid when that happened, but the FX show that they made.
Yeah, fantastic.
Starring Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah, for those like that are in Eric and I's age. That
Chef's
don't,
kiss.
Go back and watch that. It's actually fantastic. I agree, Lucius.
Well, and the 30 for 30. I mean, the 8-part documentary.
Chef's kiss,
like,
bro.
Worth every second, man.
Chef's kiss. Yeah, we'll get into that in just a second. Let me get this G-bag of the day out the way. Gavin Dawson, our general, can you put some sauce on that G-Bag of the Day for me, please?
The G-Bag of the Day is the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. We play them all every day at 2:30. Vote on which one we like the best. That, my friends, your G-Bag of the Day. If you miss it, LA replays it for you right about now.
And if you think that we should be playing something, if you hear it out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow every last one of us if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner, we're going to the RJ and Choppy Show. Which one of these fools is Chop? What was Bobby Belt?
Bobby Bell. Bobby Bell's a Cowboy insider. You call him that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. What else would you call Bobby Bell? Any other adjectives?
Yuck monkey.
All right. That's enough.
Troll god.
Troll god.
He is a troll god.
Adderall fiend. Adderall fiend. I'm pretty sure he was coffeed up and had some Adderall in his system when he made this mistake.
All right. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Franklin Prinkle Injury Attorney Sex Line, 877-881-1053.
Sex line?
Text easy. Line.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That was close.
My man said ass scrotum.
All right. We're doing Ask Reddit here on
ass scrotum.
Scrotum and ass.
That's hilarious. All right. Let me get the vibes right for this situation. Oh! Today we lost a great running back.
Yes, we did.
Great running back. This man has set records and broke records. Some of them they don't even talk about when they start mentioning records during the football season. I seen McCaffrey set, broke a record, OJ's record. They barely even mention OJ about breaking it. It's crazy. But I understand why. I totally understand why. I was here for it. Yeah, this man had a series on MTV. It was right after Punk'd. It was called Juiced. And you get punked by OJ.
Really?
Yeah, how about that?
That's scary as hell. Dude,
that's a learning experience. I loved Punk.
Was that,
about
in the horror genre?
That's scary as hell.
Gosh.
Boo.
Peek-a-boo.
Hey, Twitter world.
Watch out now.
You've been juiced.
Hey, Twitter world.
He also had a show on HBO called First and 10. That was a comedy, too.
Did you remember that?
He figured himself to be a comedian in a sense. He had a sense of humor, OJ. Start. Yeah. In the Naked Gun, he was in a Naked Gun.
Yeah, he came from that era of football stars from the 70s that if you could like smile and talk to the media a little bit, they put you right on the movies.
Honestly, yeah. I'm surprised he never graced the cover of Playgirl the same way that Jim Brown did.
Or Burt Reynolds. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Burt.
Yeah, OJ would have been up there, man. We know he gets live in these streets.
Yeah.
Let's see. I used to watch OJ on, I say used to now because he's no longer with us, if you're not aware, on a sports show called It Is What It Is with Cam'ron and Mace. That's where that clip that I played in the intro comes from. And I heard OJ talking about him having a heart procedure already. He had a heart procedure already recently, people. Like, he had to go under the knife, and he was dealing with prostate issues as well. He missed a few episodes of that. So I knew his health was not there, even though he said, I'm feeling good. I'm still playing golf and everything every day. Drinking blueberry juice. He said the blueberry juice was helping him stay alive.
Changed his perspective of being the one under the knife.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
You should just be over it.
Yeah, here he is talking about his heart procedure and everything. Pay attention, because it's kind of creepy, because he is talking about death.
I'm sure a lot of people, as you get older, this happens. The blood veins get tight and everything, and they got to open them up, what they call a cap. It's amazing because they go through your wrist, in my case, all the way up into there. So I'm laying up there on this, I guess, medical bed with all the lights and it's cold as heck, and they put you to sleep. But I kind of woke up earlier, and I wake up in the middle of this, and they're like blasting the Wu-Tang crew. And I'm thinking, what is that I'm hearing? And it was the Wu-Tang crew. You know, I guess some people, when they do surgeries, they play Bach or they play Chopin or something. But I'm hearing Wu-Tang crew, and I'm thinking, oh, I know they ain't playing this up here. Am I down here? Where the hell am I?
Why wouldn't they play Wu-Tang in heaven, though? Oh, come on, man. Oh. Wu love the kids, Bobby, man.
Well, I don't know, baby. I don't know. I just suspected that wasn't being played up there inside the pearly gates.
Did he think the Wu-Tang Clan was Two Live Crew?
I don't know.
He was conflating the two.
OJ, bro. This is OJ. We don't know what he's really thinking. Yeah, he did mess that up.
He was trying to be funny. He had a good joke premise.
He had a setup.
The right idea. Yeah.
It was the Wu-Tang crew. Nobody laughed.
Like, well, actually, those are our buddies, and we're hip-hop legends, too, so we can't quite laugh with you, OJ.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned it there earlier, Mr. Dawson. Where were you when you found out OJ Simpson was on the run?
Watching the game. I was in my house at 3104 in Vancouver, Washington.
Broke on in.
Yeah.
Breaking news. The juice is loose. Where were you at there, Woolchuck? You were probably in your mother's womb still, or what's going on?
I mean, I was born. I was probably just sitting at home, bouncing. And,
having no idea?
Yeah, no clue what's going on in the world.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Were outside playing basketball in the front yard. My uncle opened up the door and screamed, "The juice is loose, pal! Get in here! The juice is loose!" Shout out to my Uncle T-Dog.
Yeah.
And then my dad's brothers, and they were all surrounded by the big television in the living room, just screaming and hollering and pointing. And I knew it was something. I knew it was something amazing. Yeah.
We do that too. Crazy. When there was a big game on, like if the Super Bowl was on, we would watch like the first 30 minutes, and then we'd get so fired about football, we'd have to
go outside and play.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'd always, up until like 14 years old, I'd miss a lot of the big ones.
Yeah.
If the weather was good enough.
Yeah, it'd get you hyped up. It'd get you lathered up to want to go play some football and everything. Where were you when you found out they were reading the verdict, OJ's verdict? You remember that at all? Are you standing there looking all shaky?
I think I must have been. I watched a lot of the trial. No, I was working at the Red Lion, which is a hotel in the Columbia River in Portland, Oregon. And my grandma was living with us at the time on my dad's side. So we got together in her little watching room off the side, you know, the living room.
Yeah.
And we kind of, because we'd been talking about that for weeks by then. And we were huddled up anticipating it.
Yeah, the teachers. We were in school. The teachers was like, "Well, we're going to stop the class right here and roll these TVs in here because you guys got to see this. This is history."
That's awesome.
Looking back, they just wanted to see the end of the trial. Looking back as an adult, they just wanted to see the end of the trial.
I mean, there was no internet to look it up.
Yeah. This man is super notorious. We all know why he's notorious, but he did live an amazing life after he did his jail time. He was on every golf course in America looking for the killers of old Nicole.
He caught another case, did another bid.
Yeah, did another bid.
A longer one.
Yep. He was down there in Florida having a great time. His friends got a nickname for him.
You know, with me, you know, the boys get on my case, right? I don't know how to use this language. They call me, they be teasing me, and they call me the dick magnet. And I say, "Come on, man, what are you talking about?" Yeah. I get more girls. Yeah. I get more girls coming. Then guys coming.
Whoa.
So yeah, we said, let's count.
Wow.
We started counting.
Is definitely girls more than guys.
I was up to 78 girls, 420 guys.
What?
Wow. They just flocked to see the juice, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And he liked the college girls as well down there in Florida. So if you have a college-aged girl that went down there in South Florida for a spring break and she's a little down today, might be because she knows OJ.
Well, you'd be surprised how many girls got father issues and granddaddy issues.
Jeez.
Rumors that like Khloe Kardashian, that
might actually poor be Khloe, his daughter. Man, she's taking a hell of a loss today.
Damn. I'd heard that. Yeah.
It's three daddies now. It's three daddies gone from. It's amazing. So sad. He even confessed in a sense. On the hypothetical murder, this was on Fox. I can't believe they aired this and then nothing happened afterwards. Something should have happened after this.
And I think Charlie had followed this.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie was, remember, that fictional person that was with him during Charlie. The murder situation that Charlie. Had the knife, whoever Charlie was. Some people think it was maybe his son. Some people think it was his friend, Hal, or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the guy driving the Bronco.
Yeah.
And I think Charlie had followed this guy in, wanted to make sure it was no problem, and he brought the knife. As things got heated, I just remember Nicole fell.
He remembered.
And hurt herself. And this guy kind of got into a karate thing. And I said, "Well, you think you can kick my ass?" And I remember I grabbed a knife.
I remember.
I remember that portion, taking a knife from Charlie. And to be honest, after that, I don't remember.
Bro, he just said, "I remember," three times.
That, I don't remember.
We're talking about a murder, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just insane that you would go on and talk like
that. Come on, man. Ed wrote a book, going around conversating, but not looking for the killer because you knew who it was. Before we get out of here, too, I'm going to play this one. He was joking a little bit in his old age. I guess he felt Father Time knocking on his shoulder, tapping on the shoulder, whatever. Listen to this joke, bro, about confessions.
Jack said men shouldn't open up to women because they'll use it against them.
True.
He said whenever something go down, they're going to throw it back in your face.
Facts.
Do y'all agree? OJ first.
OJ first.
When you say open up to women, I don't know what he's talking about. Is he talking about confession?
Bro.
No, man. Don't confess. No, I think you're right.
Wow.
Don't say nothing. It was your lying eyes. So leave me out of the confession.
So awkward, and everyone's just laughing.
Everybody's just laughing.
It's like awkward laughing. Like, what?
It's like this is.
It's like
crazy.
One of those crime shows where the guilty guy's like laughing like the Joker about people suffering. You know, it's like weird. He's getting some sort of joy out of it. He loves the fact that he killed her. You know what I'm saying?
And got away with it.
She pissed him off so much. He was like, "Yeah, I killed her. That was great." Just joking about it, feeling like he's in the moment, like. Just enjoying it still. Like, yes, tell me about that again, man. It's just, it's crazy.
It's really wild how much that story has evolved, like, in the last 5 or 6 years.
Unbelievable, man. Yeah. Unbelievable. Ladies, I had some stuff lined up for you, then OJ decided to die. I had a whole lot of stories about butt injections and all types of stuff, but that's it, wow. Man. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm headed to the Passion Cafe to go pick up a double burger whenever we get off of here. This is amazing.
Wonderful. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, enjoy.
Boy. All right.
A proper round tripper brought to you by Uber Eats is coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are we going with that?
Yeah, Rangers rehab updates. We've got more on the Ohtani story, and Monty finds new representation. Let's do that next on the fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.